if it is.
Before
I start the preaching this morning, I have an announcement.
那么在我讲完这个天堂的系列的时候,
when I finish preaching about heaven,
我要讲生命记,
I'm going to be preaching on Deuteronomy.
生命记是旧约圣经第五本书。
Deuteronomy is the fifth book of the Bible.
所以在我们还没有讲之前，我邀请你把《生命记》读一遍。
So before I begin preaching on Deuteronomy, I am requesting you to read through Deuteronomy 1.
因为在七月中的时候，当我开始这个《生命记》的时候，我有一个圣经问答比赛。
Because at the beginning of July, when I begin to preach on Deuteronomy, I'm going to have a Bible trivia.
所以有奖品的。
And there will be prizes.
有第一名、第二名、第三名。
And you will be ruled at number 1, 2, or 3.
所以你还有很多时间可以去读。
You have plenty of time to read through the book.
如果你不读 这本书的话，可能当我讲到的时候，你不能够抓到我要所要讲。
If you don't read through the book, you may not catch what I'm preaching about.
所以我盼望在座每一个弟兄姐妹跟小孩子们都去读《生命记》。
So I hope that all the brothers and sisters, including the children, will read through the book of Deuteronomy.
所以你不要给那些小孩子拿第一名、第二名、第三名。
So, don't let the children get the top prizes.
可能你会很惊奇，他们是拿第一名、第二名、第三名。
You may be very surprised about them.
所以我要求你们 把《生命记》 读好。
So I'm asking you to read through the book.
那么今天是母亲节，所以我要讲
Today is Mother's Day, so the message will be about mothers.
那么首先让我们来看几段的经文，是在创出埃及记第二章第一节到第十节。
Let's look at a couple of scripture passages. Exodus chapter 2, verse 1 to 10.
我只是用中文来念，那么你们看，你们在跟着看。
It will only be read in Chinese, so please follow in your English Bible.
出埃及记第二章第一节到第十节，有一个利未家的人娶了一个利未女子为妻，那女人怀孕生一个儿子，见她俊美，就藏了她三个月，后来不能再藏，就娶了一个。 一个蒲草箱，抹上四天和石油，将孩子放在里头，把箱子隔在河边的芦荻中。孩子的姐姐远远站着，要知道他究竟怎么样。法老的女儿来到河边洗澡，她的使女们在河边行走。 他看见箱子在芦荻中，就打发一个婢女打来。他打开箱子，看见那孩子哭了，他就可怜他，说：“这是希伯来人的一个孩子。”孩子的姐姐对法老的女儿说：“我去在希伯来妇人叫一个奶妈来，喂你奶这孩子，可以不可以？” 法老的女儿说：“可以。”同理就去叫孩子的母亲来。法老的女儿对他说：“你把这孩子抱去，为我奶他，我必给你工价。”妇人就抱了孩子去奶他。孩子见长，妇人把他带到法老女儿那，就做了他的女儿子。他给儿子起名叫摩西。 意思说，因我把他从水里拉出来。 我们第二处经文是在希伯来书第十一章二十三节。
The second scripture is Hebrews chapter 11, verse 23.
希伯来书第十一章二十三节，摩西生下来，他的父母见他是个俊美的孩子，就因作镜把他藏了三个月，并不怕亡命。
By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born, because they saw he was no ordinary child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict.
刚才你看这个出埃及记第二章第一节到第十节的时候，你发觉到没有摩西母亲的名字在里面，是不是？
When we just now read Exodus chapter 2 from verse 1 to 10, it didn't recognize Moses' mother's name.
如果今天你没有在荧幕上看到摩西的母亲是叫做约西叶西别，之前有谁知道摩西的母亲的名字？
So before you saw the PowerPoint this morning, how many of you know that Moses' mother's name was Yetiva?
Yetiva. How do you pronounce
it? Yetiva. Yetiva.
Yetiva. Okay. 有谁曾经知道摩西的名字？就是你还没有看到荧幕上去。不多人，两三个人知道吧？
Not a whole lot.
让我告诉你，摩西的母亲的名字在哪里？在圣经里面，第六章出埃及记第六章二十节。
Let me tell you when her name was mentioned. It was in Exodus chapter 6, verse 20.
出埃及记第六章二十节，暗兰是摩西母亲的丈夫暗兰娶了他父亲的妹妹叶基别为妻，他给他生了亚伦和摩西。暗兰一生的岁数是137岁。
So in verse 20 it says, Amram, which is Moses' father, took to wife.Yehudah, his father's sister, and she bore him Aaron and Moses. The years of the life of Amram being 137 years.
一位很伟大的母亲，但是很少人知道她的名字。
A great mother, but not a whole lot of people know of her name.
现在你知道耶西别的名字在圣经在哪里？
Now you know where her name has appeared in the Bible.
我也有一位母亲。
I also have a mother.
我觉得我的母亲也是蛮伟大。
I feel that I have a great mother.
如果你记得在几个月前我的哥哥来这边讲道。
If you remember a few months ago, my older brother was here to preach.
我的哥哥念完小学之后，他说我不要再读书了。
After my older brother finished elementary school, he said, "I don't want to go to school anymore."
他可能还上了一年的初中了。
He may have gone to middle school for one more year.
他就跟我母亲说，妈妈，我不要上学。
He then told my mother, "I don't want to go to school."
那么我的母亲就跟他讲，你念多一年吧，念完一年你再决定好不好？
And so my mother told him, how about if you go on for one more year and then we'll talk about it.
那我没想到他念完一年后他继续念下去。
I didn't think that after that one more year, he continued to go to school.
我们在那个时候他发觉到如果不念书的话，那么我要做什么东西？
At that time he realized, if I don't go to school, then what am I going to do?
因为他就是在小学到初中的时候一直都排在最后一班。
Because from elementary through middle school, he's always in the last class.
那么突然间他想到我要读书的时候。
And all of a sudden, when he realized that he has to go to school,
所以他就很努力地去读书。
He studied hard.
然后突然间他从最后一班跳到最前一班。
And then all of a sudden, he went from being the very last to the very best.
那么从今以后，他就很努力的去读书。
And at that point, he began to study really hard.
我跟师姐讲到，我的哥哥读到一个敬业博士。
I can never imagine that my elder brother actually has a doctorate in Old Testament study.
因为你要读到一个敬业博士，你对希伯来文要非常的熟悉。
Because to be a doctorate in the Old Testament, you have to know Hebrews very well.
所以当我回想的时候
，So as I think back,
我的母亲也是伟大的母亲。
My mother is a great mother.
啊，如果不是我的哥哥，我今天也没有信主。
If it is not because of my older brother, I would not have believed in Christ.
所以我们看到母亲对孩子的影响非常大。
Because we can see mother has great influence.On the children.
那么在圣经里面，摩西是一个非常伟大的一个人物。
In the Bible, Moses is a great man. Was a great man.
他的名字经常出现在圣经里面。
His name was often mentioned in the Bible.
啊，出埃及记有261节经文提到摩西这个名字。
In Exodus, his name was mentioned 261 times.
利未记一共有80节的经文提到摩西的名字。
In Leviticus, 80 times.
民数记有216节经文。
In Numbers, 216 times.
生命记有35节经文。
In Deuteronomy, 35 times.
然后列书亚记有51节经文。
In Joshua, 51 times.
然后旧约其他的历史书大概有47节经文。
And other Old Testament Bible 47 times.
诗篇跟其他的先知书都有提到摩西的名字。
In Psalms and the other prophets books, they often mention his name.
除了这个旧约圣经，新约圣经也讲到摩西的名字。
And besides the Old Testament, the New Testament also has mentioned his name.
比如说在四本福音书里面我们看到有37节的经文提到摩西的名字。
And in the four Gospels, 37 scriptures have mentioned his name.
使徒行传有19节经文。
In the Acts, there were 19 times.
圣经其他的书信比如说保罗的书信一共有22节经文。
And in other episodes of the epistles of the New Testament, there are 22 times.
甚至在圣经最后一本书启示录也讲到摩西的名字。
In the very last book of the Bible, the Revelation also has mentioned Moses.
整本圣经一共有784节经文提到摩西的名字。
And throughout the whole Bible, there were a total of 784 times mentioning about Moses.
所以705节是在旧约。
705 times in the Old Testament.
79节是在新约圣经。
79 times mentioned in the New Testament.
摩西是一个神重用的一个仆人。
Moses is a servant that God used greatly.
他被看为是以色列人在埃及得到释放，而且然后在旷野里面得到律法一个中间人。
He is the mediator for.The Israelites to be able to get out of Egypt and into the wilderness.
Moses is a 学者
Moses is a scholar.
他是一个军人
He is an army person.
他是一位政治人物
He's a politician.
而且是一位神人
And he is also a godly man.
他是一位其中在耶稣登山变相的时候出现的一个人物
And he is one of those who were present.During Jesus' transfiguration on the mount.
你知道圣经里面第一首诗歌是谁写的？
Do you know who wrote the very first hymn in the Bible?
你记得他们经过红海的时候，摩西写了一首诗歌。
Remember when they passed through the Red Sea, Moses wrote a hymn.
这首诗歌，如果你看启示录的话，这首诗歌将会在神显现的时候将会唱这首诗歌。
This hymn, if you have read Revelation, will be sung when God appears.
可见摩西是一位伟大的人物。
So you can see Moses was a great man.
摩西的伟大不是偶然的。
And his greatness is not by accident.
摩西的伟大部分是因为那位母亲叫做耶西别。
His greatness was partly because he has a great mother and her name was your keeper.
这位母亲影响了摩西的生命。
And this mother has influenced Moses' life.
我们让我们来看这位母亲所扮演的角色。
So let's look at the role she has played.
在摩西还没有出生的时候，法老王就下令说。 所有那些希伯来妇人所生的孩子必须要丢到尼罗河里面去。Before
Moses was born, the king of Egypt had given an edict that all the Jews, the children of the Jews, after they are born, all the male children must be thrown into the river Nile.
所以法老王的命令。
And that is the edict of the king.
对于这位做母亲和这位做父亲的来说，是一个很大的考验。
So to the parents, this is a great test.
他们真的不知道要怎么办。
They don't know how they're going to deal with it.
主耶稣生下来的时候，同样面对这个问题。
When Jesus was born, he also faced the same problem.
如果你记得的话，他主耶稣的母亲就是。 玛利亚跟她的父亲耶稣必须要逃离到这个埃及去。
If you remember, when Jesus was born, his parents, Mary and Joseph, have to escape to Egypt.
他们要逃避这个希律王所下的命令。
They had to escape the edict at that time.
希律王所下的命令就是说，所有犹太人生下来的孩子必须要被处死。
And the edict from King Herod was that all the child born of the Jews must be killed.
同样的，摩西的母亲跟父亲必须要面对耶稣基督的母亲跟父亲所面对的。So
both sets of parents are facing what each other was facing.
所以摩西的母亲跟父亲就想办法怎样处理这件事情。So
the parents of Moses have to think of a way on how to deal with this.
不多的母亲要在这种困难的困境里面要养育一个孩子，而且保持他的生命。
Not many mother at that time will want to give birth to a child and then have to hide him and protect him.
所以摩西成为一个伟大的人不是偶然的事情。
So Moses, who can become a great man, is not by accident.
在摩西成长的过程当中，我们看到这位母亲影响了他的生命。
And during his period of growing up, we can see that his mother also has influence in his life.
就刚才我们看希伯来书第11章23节。
In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 23.
摩西生下来，他的父母见他是个俊美的孩子。
By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born.
就因着信，注意，把他藏了3个月。 并不怕亡命,
because they saw he was no ordinary child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict.
王所下的命令，人应该感到害怕。
King's edict should be very frightening to people.
但是圣经讲，摩西的父母亲却没有感到害怕。
But the Bible told us that Moses' parents were not afraid of the king's edict.
因为他们是敬畏神的人。
Because they have faith in God.
他们知道神掌管一切的事情。
They know that God is sovereign.
他们决定不把这个孩子丢到尼罗河里面去。
So they decided they're not going to throw this baby into the river.
他们相信神会安排出路。
They believe that God will prepare a way out.
所以神纪念他们的信心。
So God knows of their faith.
所以在圣经里面有这些经文讲到他们的信。
And so in the Bible, this verse talk about their faith.
在这种情况之下，很多父母都不要生孩子。
Under this kind of circumstance, a lot of parents would not want to have a child.
但是就是在这种情况下，摩西被生下了。
But it is under this kind of circumstance that Moses was born.
这些事情的发生，我们都知道是有神的旨意。
We know that these kind of things happen according to God's will.
因为时间已到，神必要把这些被掳的以色列人从埃及领出来。
Because the time is right that God is going to need someone to lead the Jews out of Egypt.
神在400年前给亚伯拉罕预言，这预言要应验了。
And the prophecy that he has given Abraham 400 years ago will have to be fulfilled.
如果我们看创世纪15章13节到14节,
if we look at Genesis chapter 15, verses 13 to 14,
耶和华对亚伯兰说, 你要的确知道你的后裔必寄居别人的地。
Then the Lord said to him, know for certain that your descendants will be strangers in a country not their own.
又不是那地的人,
and they will be enslaved.
那地的人要苦待他们400年,
and mistreated 400 years.
并且他们所要服侍的那国, 我要惩罚后来他们必带着许多财物从那里出来。
But I will punish the nation they serve as slaves, and afterward they will come out with great possessions.
这个预言必须要应验。
This prophecy must be fulfilled.
就是借助这个婴孩，这个摩西，这个预言应验了。
And through the faith of Moses, this prophecy will be fulfilled.
借助摩西，神后来把以色列人从埃及地领出来。
And through Moses, God was able to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
这位众听着相信神比这个法老王更大。
This mother believed in God more than the king of Egypt.
所以她保留这个婴孩的生命。
So she protected the child's life.
我们都认同为什么这位众听着保留着这个婴孩的生命。
We understand why she would protect the child.
因为她知道 神在这个孩子上的,
because she knows the will of God on this child.
如果没有摩西,
if there's no Moses, there will be no law of God.
我们都知道,
we know that the law is the five book of the very beginning of the Bible.
创世纪, 出埃及记, 利未记, 民数记, 跟生命记。
So it is Genesis, Exodus, Numbers, Leviticus, and Deuteronomy.
圣经前面五本书，我们知道这叫做什么？摩西五经。
The five book of the first five book of the Bible is called the Torah.
如果没有摩西五经，就没有其他旧约圣经里面的书本。
If there is no Torah, then there will be no the rest. There will not be any more book after that.
如果没有旧约圣经，就没有新约圣经。
If there is no Old Testament, then there would not be any New Testament either.
因为新约圣经基本上是从旧约圣经来的。
Because the New Testament is basically from the Old Testament.
所以摩西五经或者律法书是非常重要。
So the five books of law of the Torah is very important.
所以第一点，我们看到这位母亲拥有这位孩子。
So the first thing is this mother had Moses.
那么第二，这位母亲要把这个孩子隐藏起来。
Second thing, this mother had to hide Moses.
所以这位母亲跟她的丈夫尽量想办法怎样隐藏这个孩子。
So this mother and the father tried their best to try to hide this child.
他们是住在尼罗河边的。
They live next, near the river.
所以他们把这个孩子隐藏在这个一个卑微的一个家庭里面。
So they hid this child in a very lonely family.
我圣经告诉我们，他们隐藏了3个月的时间。
The Bible told us they were able to hide him for 3 months.
在这3个月时间，他们能够保留这个孩子的生命，都是因为有神的安排。
They were able to hide him for 3 months, and it is because of God's arrangement.
当他们不能够再隐藏下去的时候,
and as they are unable to hide him anymore,
他们就要想办法, 那下一步要怎么做?
Then they have to think, what is our next step?
然后就想到这个神如何拯救这个挪亚一家人。
And so they thought about how God had saved the family of Noah.
而神吩咐挪亚建造一日方舟。
God told Noah to build an ark.
然后吩咐他们进入方舟。
And he told them to get in.
所以当这个方舟建好的时候, 洪水就来。
And so when the ark was finished, the flood came.
但是, 这一家人的生命都能够保留住。
But Noah and his family were saved.
那么这位做母亲的跟丈夫就正在想,
so the mother and the father were thinking,
那么既然神能够 保住这家人的生命，
if God can save Noah's family,
他必能够保住这个婴孩的生命，
he can definitely save this little child's family.
所以就把这个婴孩放在一个小箱子里面，
and so they put him in this pirate basket.
然后把这个小箱就放在尼罗河河上，
and then they put the basket in the river.
所以出埃及记一二章第三节这么说。
So in Exodus chapter 2 verse 3 it says,
后来不能再藏，就起了一个苦草箱。
But when she could hide him no longer, she got a pirate basket for him.
抹上石尖和石油。
And coated it with tar and pitch.
将孩子放在里头。
Then she placed the child in it.
把箱子搁在河边的芦荻中。
And put it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile.
他们知道不能够再隐藏这个婴孩。
They know they can no longer hide this child.
他们只好把它放在这个草箱上，草箱中。
So all they can do is put him in the pirate basket.
让他在河上漂流。
So let him float on the river.
他们相信神会保护这个婴孩。
They know God will protect the child.
刚才我们看希伯来书11章23节讲到这对夫妇对神有信心。
Just now when we read Hebrews 11, we see that the parents have faith in God.
所以你看到圣经里面有一节经文纪念这对夫妇。
So you see, in the Bible, there is one verse that's dedicated to their faith.
讲到他们是有信心的人。
And they talk about that they are people of faith.
请注意这节经文后半句。
Please look at the last part of verse 23.
就因着信把他藏了三个月，并不怕亡命。
Actually, the beginning of the verse, by faith, Moses' parents hide him for 3 months.
请注意，因为他们信神，他们不怕王的命令。
Because they have faith in God, therefore they were not afraid of the king's edict.
他们没有把摩西丢到尼罗河里面去。
They did not throw Moses into the river.
还把这个婴孩隐藏了三个月的时间。
But instead, they hide him for 3 months.
但是不能够隐藏下去的时候，他们就想另外的方法，把他放在这个草箱里面。
And as they can no longer hide him, they thought of another way, and it's to float him in a basket in the river.
然后把这个箱子搁在河边的芦荻中。
And then they put him in among the reeds.
如果你看过这部电影叫做《十诫》
，If you have seen the movie The Ten Commandments，
毕竟你会记得那个草箱在河上漂流。
You can probably remember the scene of the basket floating in the river。
还有一位女孩，这位女孩其实是摩西的姐姐。
And there was a little girl, and this is Moses' sister。
她看到这个草箱在这个河上漂流。
She stood at the distance and watched the basket.
圣经讲到孩子的姐姐眼睛远远的看着，要知道他究竟怎么样。
The Bible says his sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him.
当这个草箱在河上漂流的时候，正好这个法老王的女儿在洗澡。
And so as the basket was floating in the river, at the right moment, Pharaoh's daughter was there also to bathe.
当时他看到这个草箱在河上，
She saw the basket.
他就打发一个婢女去把这个草箱打上。
And she sent a slave girl to get the basket.
把这个箱子打开的时候，看到一个婴孩在里面。
And as she opened it, she saw a child.
而且在哭。
And the child was crying.
通常女人或者是母亲在看到婴孩哭的时候。
Usually, for a woman or a mother, as they saw a baby cry,
就可怜他
would feel sorry for him.
所以在这个时候，摩西的姐姐就出来。
And so at that time, Moses' sister came out.
她说：“我可以不可以为你找一位奶妈来宰他？”
And so she said, "Shall I go and get one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for you?"
那么这位法老王的女儿说：“她很快就一口答应，可以。”
And so she was glad, and she said, "Oh yes."
那么这位摩西的姐姐就把自己的妈妈找来。
And so Moses' sister found her own mother.
那么法老王的女儿就对这位母亲说。
And so Pharaoh's daughter told her.
他说你把这个孩子抱去喂我奶他，我必给你工价。
She said, take this baby and nurse him for me, and I will pay you.
啊，多么好，看自己的孩子还有工价。
Wow, how great is it? You are raising your own child, but you also get paid for it.
你们会做母亲的有在家里面奖励自己的孩子工价的朋友。
How many of you mothers raise your child and yet you get paid for it too?
啊，但是摩西的母亲啊，养自己的孩子还有工钱呢。
But Moses' mother raised her own child and she also got paid for it.
啊，这是很不寻常的事情。
And this is a very unusual thing.
所以这位一别，这位母亲就把这个孩子养育成人，成啊长大。
So she raised him.
那么圣经没有讲到底他什么年龄，他才把这个孩子交给这个法老王的女儿。
The Bible did not tell us how old Moses was when he would then return to Pharaoh's daughter.
啊，圣经讲，当这个孩子交给法老王的女儿的时候。
But the Bible says when this child was given to Pharaoh's daughter.
啊，他就跟他起名叫做摩西。
She named him Moses.
啊，摩西的意思是鹰我把他从水里拉上来。
Moses means I drew him out of the water.
所以第一，我们看到这位母亲拥有这个孩子。
So first of all, we see that this mother has this child.
然后第二，这位母亲把这个孩子隐藏起来。
Secondly, we saw that this mother hides the child.
第三，这位母亲养育这个婴孩。
Thirdly, this mother raised the child.
因为他们觉得不能再隐藏这些婴孩啊。
Because they know that they can no longer hide the child.
所以这位做母亲跟她的丈夫就把这个孩子放在烤箱里面。
And so they put him in the basket.
啊，让他在河上漂流。
So that he can flow in the river.
神的安排是非常奇妙。
God's arrangement is miraculous.
母子本来要分开的。
The mother and child were to be separated.
从今以后不能够再见面。
They would no longer see each other again.
但是神的安排是人没有办法去想象。
But God's arrangement is something that man cannot imagine.
这个孩子最后回到自己母亲的身边。
This child came back to her mother, to his mother.
约西别这个人是一位敬畏耶和华神的人。
Your keeper, this woman is a God-fearing person.
她知道这位神是创造天地万物的主宰。
She knows that this is the Creator God.
除了创造天地，她知道这位神创造了人。
She also knows that He created man.
人犯罪之后，神用洪水来毁灭这个世界。
And after man sinned, God used the flood to destroy the world.
只留下一家人。就是挪亚家人。
And he only left one family, and it's Noah's family.
那么后来挪亚这家人就传宗接代。
And so then the Noah family continued to reproduce.
如果你看圣经的话，这家人他的后代有亚伯拉罕、雅各、以撒，还有十个孩子。
So as you can see, this family actually have Noah and his wife, and then 11.And then later 11 children.
这十个孩子是雅各的孩子。
And it is the children of
Jacob. 这十个孩子后来成为以色列人十二个支派。
And this 12 children then became the 12 tribes of.
这十二个孩子当中有个人叫叶瑟。
And one of them is called Joseph.
你还记得？他的兄弟把叶瑟卖到这个埃及地。
You remember the brother of Joseph sold him to go to Egypt.
圣经也讲叶瑟这个人是一个敬畏神，而且是一个正直的人。
And in the Bible, it tells us that Joseph is a God-fearing man.
他在试探当中，他没有犯罪。
He did not sin while tempted.
虽然他没有犯罪，却被人关在监牢里面。
But even though he did not sin, he was put in jail.
但是他神与他同在。
But God was with him.
神恩待他。
God was gracious.
所以叶瑟为这个法老王解梦。
And he explained Pharaoh's dreams.
被法老王看中。
And he was well trusted by Pharaoh.
封他成为埃及的首相。
And he became the left hand man.
因为他成为埃及的首相，他的家人能够得到拯救。
And because of his position, his whole family was saved.
因为当时很多地方都发生饥荒。
Because at that time, there was a great famine in the land.
所以叶瑟把他的家人都接到。
So Joseph brought his whole family to Egypt.
如果我们看圣经的话,
if we look at the Bible,
圣经讲到这些以色列人生养众多,
we know that the Bible says the Israelites multiplied.
越来越多人,
they were getting more and more numerous.
所以直到这个法老王感觉到非常的惧怕,
so Pharaoh was afraid.
所以把这些人, 把他们成为这个埃及的奴仆。
And so he enslaved them.
但是神应许亚伯拉罕,
but God has promised Abraham.
就好像刚才我们在创世纪看那段经文,
this is the scripture we read in Genesis.
应许亚伯拉罕将会把这些为奴之家从埃及地领出来。
He promised Abraham that he will lead these enslaved out of Egypt.
在摩西这个成长的过程当中,
and in while Moses was growing up,
很自然的这位做母亲的叶基别可以把这个希伯来人的神所作所为告诉摩西。
Very naturally, she would, while raising Moses, tell him of the God of Hebrews and his great deeds.
同时他告诉这位神是创造天地万物的神。
She also told him that he is the creator God.
摩西成为一个信神的人。
And Moses became a God-fearing man.
这位母亲所下的功夫，我们知道没有落空。
What she had done did not come to be in vain.
当这位母亲把这个孩子交回给法老王的女儿的时候，
and when this child was given back to Pharaoh's daughter,
摩西是一个敬神的人。
Moses is one who knows God.
这位母亲带给摩西的影响是不可以否认的。
You cannot deny the influence of this mother on Moses.
我们看到摩西是一位神重用的一个仆人。
We know that Moses was greatly used by God.
就像我开始讲的时候，摩西的名字出现在圣经里面到处都出现。
And just at the beginning of this preaching, Moses was mentioned throughout the Bible.
摩西从一个信耶和华神的家庭里面进入一个不信神的一个社会里面。
Moses was raised in a God-fearing family, and then he went to a secular society.
从今以后，他就要面对这个属世世界所带来的冲击。
And from that point on, he is going to have to face all the testing and the difficulties of life.
这是很不简单的事情。
And this is not a simple task.
就好像我们今天养育我们的孩子的时候，我们把他们放到
just as when we raise our own children and then we have to let them go into society.
摩西必须要面对这个属世环境所带来的那种冲击。
Moses must face all the testing from the society.
摩西他知道自己是一个希伯来人。
Moses knows that he is a Jew.
He's a Hebrew.
A Hebrew.
而不是一个埃及人。
He is not an Egyptian.
同时他也知道自己的人正在受苦。
And he knows that he was suffering.
自己做王子，自己的人在受苦。
He knows that he was a prince, and yet his own people were suffering.
是的，这位做母亲带给摩西的影响是没有落空的。
So the influence of his mother on him is not in vain.
那么虽然摩西受到这个属世的环境那种冲击，
and even though Moses must face the pressure from the society,
但是这个孩子，这个 摩西没有失去他的信仰。
But Moses did not lose faith.
不但没有失去信仰，他还成为一个被神重用的一个仆人。
Not only that, but he became a man used greatly by God.
可见这位做母亲在神的眼中是非常的伟大。
So you can see this mother was a great one in God.
所以今天我在这里勉励所有做母亲的。
So today I'm here to encourage other mothers.
特别你的孩子还小。
Especially when your children are still young.
影响他的生命。
Influence their life.
让我们低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads and pray.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
Father, we thank you for the words you have given us.
求主带领我们。
Please lead us.
也求主帮助我们。
Please help us.
让我们在我们的信当中能够忠心。
Help us to be faithful.
求主引导我们的脚步。
Please guide us.
Guide us. 我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
I will pray these in the name of Jesus.